From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping told visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday that Washington and Beijing should make the most of bilateral mechanisms. This amid escalating trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies. Trump is due to unveil revisions to his initial tariff list targeting $50 billion of Chinese goods on Friday. Prior to Beijing, Pompeo met with Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers in Seoul. There he thanked China for helping bring North Korea to the negotiating table.
Japan, the Republic of Korea, and now China have all acknowledged that we have turned the corner, that we have begun a process away from the threat of war and towards peace on the peninsula.
He has been briefing regional leaders and diplomats. Japanese news outlets say officials are seeking to arrange a summit between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to government sources, expectations were raised after Kim told U.S. President Donald Trump during their meeting Tuesday in Singapore he's willing to hold talks with Abe. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's exiled government captured a town south of the port city of Hodeidah on Thursday. This as fierce fighting and airstrikes pounded the area on the second day of an offensive to capture the strategic harbor. New York State's Attorney General announced Thursday she is suing U.S. President Trump, three of his children, and his foundation. The state claiming he illegally used the nonprofit as a personal checkbook for his own benefit during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump, in a pair of Twitter comments, quickly called the lawsuit ridiculous. This is VOA News. Leaders of the U.S. Republican-led House of Representatives are trying to craft legislation on immigration issues, the outcome of a truce between the party's conservative and moderate factions. The fate of thousands of young undocumented immigrants in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, is at stake. The bill, taking a conservative approach to legal status for DACA recipients, may not have enough votes to pass, and the so-called compromise bill is still being written. Republican Representative Carlos Corbello.
We said from the beginning we want the House to debate immigration reform in a serious, meaningful way, and it looks like that is happening for the first time in nearly a decade.
Votes on immigration bills could be held as soon as next week. Election campaigning began in Zimbabwe Thursday. The nomination process for presidential hopefuls ahead of the July 30th election is now open. The election will be a key test for President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who succeeded long-serving autocrat Robert Mugabe after a brief military takeover in November. Mnangagwa remains untested at the ballot box. His main challenger at this time is Nelson Chamisa, who has energized the main opposition party. Chamisa's election agent, Jameson Timba, demanded transparency in the voters' role and in the printing of ballots on Thursday.
We want to know who is printing the ballot paper, where it is being printed. And when it has been printed, we want to physically see it.
Mnangagwa has pledged free and fair elections and invited Western observers for the first time in nearly two decades. Past elections in the Southern African nation were marked by allegations of fraud and violence. Bad weather has forced a migrant rescue ship in the Mediterranean to take a detour on its journey to Spain. The group SOS Mediterranee tweeted out Thursday, the Aquarius will sail along the east coast of Sardinia to avoid bad weather and preserve the sick, exhausted, and shocked survivors of this untenable situation. Spain agreed to take in the vessel with 629 migrants left in limbo after their weekend rescue off Libya's coast as Italy and Malta bickered over who should take them in. Well, World Cup excitement has begun. That's the sound of fans cheering before the games got started on Thursday. Host Russia beating out Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match of the tournament. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.